نوروز این تراولاگز. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are with you with another episode of Nowruz special series. Nowruz has impacted foreign travelers and tourists so deeply that many of them have put accounts on what they had seen in Iran during this ancient feast. Traditions, customs, rituals, and arts comprised a very important part of every nation's culture and special heritage. They, in fact, shape the identity of every nation. The vast land of Iran has a long history and ancient civilization with a variegated geography. In view of this, it has attracted millions of tourists from across the world. Many of these tourists and even merchants have registered their experiences in Iran in the form of books or written and illustrated reports. Although some of these reports and accounts reflect the travelers' subjective ideas, they show a lot of realities. Clearly, Iran has been the focus of colonialist powers because of its geostrategic situation. For instance, during the Qajarid rule in Iran, particularly during the reign of Nasiruddin Shah, many foreign ambassadors traveled to Iran with political and economic purposes. As usual, Britain was the pioneer and dispatched many agents under various titles to spy for the Queen and the British colonial government. These agents scrutinized in every aspect of the Iranian nation to gain the best concessions from the Iranian government. A brief look at these accounts and reports indicates how much the Nowruz traditions and customs have changed during centuries. Nearly none of these travelogues refers to the nature, history, and status of Nowruz among Iranians. They just give what the traveler or politician has observed during his stay in Iran. Thus, some of their accounts include Nowruz customs mainly among countries rather than laymen. Greek historian of the 5th century BC, Herodotus, has touched upon some of the behaviors of Iranian kings like Cyrus the Great, Darius, Xerxes, and so on. He has also pointed to the customs of Iranians in various occasions. He writes in Nowruz, "In Iran, at the time of the New Year, the Achaemenid king in his palace with closed doors would wake up before morning and wait. When the sun would spread her first rays, someone would knock at the door and the king would ask, 'Who is there?' He would hear, 'Open the door, please. I am the representative of Ahura Mazda and I have brought the new year.' At this moment, the door would open and a young, handsome man would enter, followed by another young man. The latter carried cereals, grains, wheat, barley, and rice in silver cups and also gold coins to offer to the king. The king would eat from the foods, indicating the divine amplitude and subsistence, and would take from the coins as the sign of wealth and prosperity. Then the doors of palace would open for people and people would meet their king. They would congratulate the king, receive gold coin, and talk to the king on their hardships and problems. This ritual continued for 6 days and then the doors of palace would be closed again." Thank you. Garcia da Silva Figueroa, Spanish traveler who had a trip to Iran during the reign of the Safavid king Shah Abbas, writes on Nowruz. It is the Nowruz Eve and the king has invited all members of the camp for porridge and rice and has given everyone 10 coins as gift. The attendees held a copper or bronze dish, which they would fill with water and sprinkle it to others. Sometimes they would throw the full dish to one another, hence breaking the heads of many of them and killing some others instantly. Russian merchant Fedot Afanasyevich Katov, who had come to Iran in 1624, writes in his memoirs, "People in Nowruz would break red eggs and kiss one another. They would spread carpets in rooms and gardens and put expensive items on them. Everyone covers their shops with plaster and decorate them with flowers. In the morning, all shops and houses light candles and small lamps and adorn them with flowers. Businesses were closed in these days and there were only games and different performances at squares. At the enclosure of the palace, a few people would wrestle to entertain the guests. Acrobats, clowns, and jugglers would play their arts, and at times, there was the bullfight or sheep fight." French tourist of the 17th century, Jean-Pierre Chardin, also writes in his travelogue on Nowruz customs in Iran. Iranians, reminding their ancient traditions, would gift painted eggs to each other on the eve of Nowruz. Iranians believe that the egg is the source of generation, life and creatures. The king gifted some 500 eggs to his wives. The eggs were in a closed golden box and decorated with 4 miniature drawings. The king sat at the table among the royal women who were plunged in jewels, and they conversed warmly. Then musicians and singers entered upon the king's order and entertained the attendees. In another room, the court astronomer was trying to estimate the exact moment of the start of the year. As soon as he gave the news of the turn of the year, firecrackers were set off and court maidens cried out of joy. At that moment, the guards of palace declared the news with gun and cannon shots. A group was also beating drums and long-necked horns. Chardin then writes on Nowruz among ordinary people. Iranians look at water at the time of the turn of the year. This means that water brings light and it will make the individual happy till the end of the year. A few verses of the Quran are recited and everyone drink water and rose water in new clothes. They congratulate the elderly relatives and friends and distribute sweets. They also give alms among the poor and descendants of the Prophet. Dinner has been prepared at homes and everyone exchange gifts and visits. This French tourist also writes that Iranians cover jars with fresh green sprouts, which are delightful to the viewer.